What is a graphics kernel? A graphics kernel is the unsung hero of CAD systems, managing the rendering and manipulation of graphical elements. It is responsible for handling the fundamental operations required to display and modify 3D models, ensuring precision and efficiency in design processes. The architecture of a graphics kernel is typically layered, with each layer contributing specific functionalities. The layered architecture of graphics kernels. Geometric Modeling Kernel, Core Engine. The geometric modeling kernel is the core component of any 3D CAD system. It performs solid and surface modeling using boundary representation, BRep, geometry, and supports operations like booleans, union, subtract, intersect. BRep, or boundary representation, is a method for defining 3D geometry by its surfaces, edges, and vertices, allowing for precise control over complex shapes and topology. It is the foundation of most modern solid modeling systems. These kernels also support exact surface representations such as NURBS, non-uniform rational B-splines, which are a mathematical model for smooth curves and surfaces. NURBS are critical in high-precision design, especially in automotive and aerospace, due to their ability to accurately describe freeform geometry. Leading kernels include Parasolid, used in Siemens NX and Solid Edge, DS SolidWorks, PTC OnShape. ASUS, used in Autodesk AutoCAD, BricsCAD. CGM, used in Dassault Systèmes CATIA V5 and 3D Experience. Granite, used in PTC Creo. Shape Manager, a fork of ASUS used in Autodesk Inventor in Fusion 360. Solid Designer Kernel, a fork of ASUS used in PTC Creo Elements/Direct, formerly CoCreate. The next layer has really two very closely related sublayers. 2A apart modeling, features, constraints and parametric logic. This sits directly atop the geometric kernel to define and control individual part shapes. Adds parametric feature history, extrudes, holes, fillets, etc., for design replay/editing. Defines sketches with geometric and dimensional constraints, e.g., parallel, equal, fixed. Enables direct modeling and push-pull interaction where parametrics aren't used. Maintains design intent via dimensions and expressions, e.g., hole diameter equals 2 pin radius. Uses constraint solvers, e.g., Siemens D-Cube 2D/3D DCM and spatial CDM, for solving geometry relationships. Provides topological tracking to maintain stability across edits. 2BR assembly modeling, structure, mates and product hierarchy. This one operates at the multi-part product level to manage relationships, structure, and motion. Supports mating conditions, coincidence, tangency, angle, distance, between parts. Enables kinematics and motion simulation of assemblies with moving components. Tracks instance relationships, part reuse, and sub-assembly structure. Builds the product BOM hierarchy, bill of materials. Supports lightweight geometry and interference detection for large assemblies. Handles spatial organization and positioning of parts in 3D space. Magnifying glass tilted left. Why this matters? This separation reflects how CAD software is typically modularized internally. The part modeling engine is usually focused on feature trees and constraint solving. The assembly engine is often a distinct module handling spatial logic and performance at scale. Visualization and tessellation layer. Converts precise geometry into displayable triangular meshes for real-time 3D views. Interfaces with graphics engines, e.g., OpenGL, Hoops, for shading, zoom, and rendering. Ensures fast viewport performance without compromising underlying accuracy. The application layer, where innovation meets the engineer. If the geometry kernel is the beating mathematical heart of CAD, then the application layer is its visible face, the part users actually see, touch, and use to bring their ideas to life. This is where the abstract becomes tangible, where parametric models, direct editing, and digital threads are made accessible through intuitive interfaces and powerful workflows. It's here you'll find your favorite CAD tools and familiar user interfaces. Every time you sketch a profile, extrude a solid, or fine-tune a feature, you're interacting with this layer, sending instructions down to the kernel, which quietly handles the mathematical heavy lifting. The application layer is also home to advanced modules for CAM, generating toolpaths for CNC machining, automated assemblies, and cutting-edge generative design workflows. When you use generative design, AI-driven algorithms repeatedly query the kernel, exploring thousands of possible solutions in minutes, something unthinkable in the days of manual drafting.
But what about meshing?
To simulate, test, or optimize a design, engineers turn to FEM/FEA, finite element meshing/analysis, tools.
Meshing is the process of breaking complex 3D models into smaller, solvable elements, a crucial step for simulations, from crash tests to thermal analysis. Here's why this matters.
Meshing tools often straddle the application and kernel layers.
For high-fidelity results, they must tessellate, slice up, the exact geometry produced by the kernel. This means robust integration with kernel APIs is essential for accuracy and reliability.
You'll see meshing as part of the application layer in popular simulation modules like SolidWorks Simulation or Creo Simulate, but behind the scenes, these tools are deeply reliant on the underlying geometry engine.
The tighter the integration, the better the analysis. Real-world applications. Each kernel serves distinct strengths in real-world CAD workflows.
Parasolid, known for its robust Boolean operations and stability, excels in complex assemblies and history-based modeling.
Asus, with its flexible licensing, is favored in mid-tier CAD and direct modelers.
CGM, tightly integrated into Dassault Systèmes platform, supports high-precision surfacing and multidiscipline integration, ideal for aerospace and automotive engineering and design.
Granite, developed by PTC, is optimized for parametric associativity and interoperability.
Whether for simulation-ready meshing, generative design, or downstream CAM, modern CAD systems rely on these kernels as silent engines, translating design intent into precise, editable, and manufacturable 3D geometry.